Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. After years of delays, one more tonight for Boeing Starliner spacecraft. CBS's Peter King is at the Kennedy Space Center.
The Starliner crew had just climbed aboard when the word came.
The vehicle is not in a configuration where we can proceed with flight today. So we're going to initiate our scrub and recycle operation.
Engineers had been watching an oxygen relief valve on the second stage of the Atlas rocket and were not happy with what they saw. So they scrubbed with 2 hours to go. It's too soon to say when they might try again. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
There is movement on at least two fronts in the Israel-Hamas war. Hamas has accepted a ceasefire proposal brokered by Egypt and Qatar, but the Israeli cabinet says that's not acceptable. It comes as Israel appears to be advancing in its offensive into Rafah. More from CBS's MTS Tayyab.
This is a plan that Hamas has said it has agreed to. We understand it's similar to previous agreements that Israel has hinted that they may support, but we're hearing tonight that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his war cabinet saying it's far from what they want to see right now.
There are protests at New York City's popular Met Gala where the A-listers are showing off their fashions. CBS's Matt Piper reports.
Pro-Palestinian protesters flooded the streets around the Met Gala. Many swiftly arrested by police in riot gear. They were seen pushing barricades down and getting close to the museum, some cutting through Central Park to avoid street closures. The protests began at nearby Hunter College, calling for a day of rage to march uptown toward the Met Museum. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Severe weather, including possible tornadoes, are in the forecast for portions of Oklahoma and Kansas. Meantime, parts of Texas are recovering from tornadoes and flooding. Governor Greg Abbott says three people have died.
One is a police officer from the Conroe Police Department who lost his life in a tornado that was part of the storm.
Fined for a 10th time for violating a gag order in his Manhattan criminal trial, the judge issues a warning to former President Donald Trump about future violations. CBS's Robert Costa.
He is testing the bounds of what he can say about all of these cases to the point where the judge said, if you don't stop talking about jurors in this case, you will face potential imprisonment.
Also today, jurors heard detailed testimony about the financial reimbursements at the center of the case involving alleged hush money payments and falsified documents ahead of the 2016 election. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The election leader in Wisconsin's largest city is out 6 months before the presidential election. Mayor Cavalier Johnson says he's replacing Election Commission Director Claire Woodall with her deputy, Paulina Gutierrez. Milwaukee has had its share of scrutiny in a swing state like Wisconsin, where four of the last six presidential elections have been decided by less than a percentage point. A collection of art by inmates of Wisconsin State Prisons is on view at the Neville Public Museum in Green Bay. Curator Deborah Bremer says people are surprised by the quality of the art, but that she also understands.
It's about hardship, it's about crimes, it's about victims.
Art Against the Odds is on display through Sunday the 19th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers are going to Kansas City. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open up a three-game set tonight at Kauffman Stadium against the Kansas City Royals. The crew essentially tied for first place in the NL Central after being shut out in Chicago yesterday, 5-0 by the Cubs at Wrigley. Pat Murphy going to have to get creative with his starting pitchers as Freddy Peralta begins a five-game suspension for allegedly intentionally beaning a batter last week. NBA, the Bucks cleaning out their lockers as their offseason begins. Giannis telling reporters he was still several weeks away from being ready to play, coming off that calf injury suffered April 9th against Boston. Damian Lillard.
It's definitely disappointing because you know how much better of a team we are when he's on the floor and how much things change when he's on the floor and you play an entire 82-game season. You go through training camp. You go through all the ups and downs of an NBA regular season and you get to the point where, all right, now we're going to play for everything and you're not whole. It's frustrating. It's disappointing, but, you know, it's part of the game.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds for tonight, lows in the low 50s. For tomorrow, a cloudy day with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs to the mid-60s. Some sun to start Wednesday, but another round of rain in the afternoon, highs upper 60s. Currently 57 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our friend and colleague Todd Alba joins us at 11:06. Dr. Kieran Tamirius, a political psychiatrist, on how to talk to people we don't agree with. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to The Shaw, W-A-U-K.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cup, Hidney Cup gave me.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade, which means distant thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot, and we discuss local and national Native news on Native Roots Radio. And as you know, Chuzhank, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. And this portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Thank you, Pinagigi, to all who help keep our show on 5 days a week.
Hey, yeah, good call. Hey, I just want to say happy Billy Mills Day in California. Today is Billy Mills Day, May 6th in California. And I don't know if, do you know the story of Billy Mills?
No, Chuzhank? Is that the ShamWow guy?
ShamWow, that's something that like you pick up like water really easy?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Is that not the same guy?
Oh my God.
I don't know who that
is. I wish you were in the same studio right now. No, Billy Mills won the gold medal, and he was a long distance runner. And if you ever watch the race, Haley, write this down. You have to watch the race, the 66 Olympics. Mm-hmm. He came from nowhere, basically nowhere, and ended up winning the race. It's an unbelievable video scene that you could watch on YouTube, that he was way, way, way behind. And all of a sudden, it seemed like he just turned into afterburners out of nowhere in the last 300 yards or however they could talk meters. He ended up winning the race and winning a gold medal. And so he's been a Native American hero of ours ever since.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I was at the Capitol today for On the Hill, a Native American day at the Hill on here in St. Paul, and a lot of festivities, a lot of things going on. Great to see the governor speak, and the Secretary of State and State Senator Mary Kunish spoke too. And it was a good time. And it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Today is Monday, and we usually have our friend Dr. Stately of Native American Community Clinic on, and I do see he's on, and he's got a shirt that I do not have. Welcome, Dr. Stately.
Anybody can buy this shirt online.
My birthday is coming up in a week.
Good one.
It's a Hartberry shirt.
Yes.
James. Yeah.
So. Yes, it's my birthday coming up, so I'm
happy birthday, early birthday.
Well, yeah, I'm registered at all the fine stores, Amazon and all that, so hit me up.
Really,
Absolutely.
All the fine stores, Amazon, right? Okay.
Fine stores.
I'll probably order you something from Tmall.
Oh, touche. Did I ask you about them?
No.
Did I ask you about them?
One time about Tmall.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Man, well, we've gotten some jean jackets from
my kids. Are always like, you can order something off Tmall. It's only $5. I'm like, yeah, it'll last for like the minute that you take it out of the box, and that's it.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting some cowboy hats and, you know, having Haley beat them up. And it was just like, oh, I'm sure these are little felt. None of them were big. They were all small size. And, well, I guess we're not going to have them as an advertiser. But but I was surprised.
Like little heads for little tiny people, little people.
Yeah, like are my grandkids that are coming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those grandkids just have Herbie. How many little hats did you get? Like 30?
No, I don't think Haley can bead that.
I can't bead at all.
Oh.
Knack has a beading class that you can join anytime.
I think it's during the show. Like everything that you do great is during our show.
I kind of planned it that way.
Yeah,
we know.
We do know, because we want to get sacred over there at Native American Community Clinic, and it's like doors locked, people won't let us in. Oh, Dr. Staley, I can see you.
Holy, the doors close at 5.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because you know, it's never mind. We're not going to get into that anyway.
Hey, let's talk a little bit in the beginning here of what's happening with Native American Community Clinic. I don't think we've talked about that lately. There's exciting things happening that I was witness to just recently. Maybe we can talk a little bit about that and how maybe people can
support. Oh, yeah. You went to our event last Thursday. I forgot about that. No, I mean, I just forgot. Not forget that you came. I forgot that, you know.
I was the funny one there. I was telling jokes.
I don't remember that part.
Yeah. Shoot.
Yeah, no, that was a really lovely event. You know, it was like, in some ways, like it wasn't turning out the way that I had imagined it and planned it to be. Right. And so there was a beginning where I was just a little frustrated. And then I was like, you know what? Creator knows what he's doing or she's doing. We're just going to have a conversation. Let's start with a prayer, which is what we did, a song and a prayer. And then the rest of the evening was just fine. It was great.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I was always, when I used to sell Amway, I was always told, just worry about the people that are there, not the people that aren't there. And that's a thing about selling detergent for a billionaire, laundry detergent for a billionaire. That's what I learned.
Oh, my God. My mother got into Shaklee,
which is like the poor man's
version of Amway. And then she got into Amway, and then it's like, you know, and then remember a couple of years ago, HBO came out with that, limited series, show that starred, what's her face? Gosh, I can't remember her name. Anyway, it was about a lady living in Florida who got sucked into the Amway, you know, grind, you know, those pyramid organizations. And she's like, it was a really, really good show, but it reminded me of like when I was a kid and then my mom would like
sell those soap
things at people's houses, right?
Put on the
plan. I don't think I ever told you this or any listeners this, but I was a truth telling now here. I was a Tupperware lady. My first year of college. Yeah, because I moved out of my mom's house when I was 16. I went to college, McAllister College. And then and I needed like stuff in my house. So then I was like, if I become a Tupperware lady, then I get all the Tupperware. And I get it for free, which was a great deal, right? Well, it turns out like you have to bring the Tupperware with you that they give you to the parties, right?
Right.
And you know, and I was always showing up with like, you know, like I would take the food with me, but I would be like, oh, I'm sorry, I'd really love to show you that set of bowls, but they're in my fridge.
Yeah, they got last night's macaroni and cheese in there. Right? Who else can we talk about that we can't have as a advertiser now? Let's see, we got Shaqley, Amway. Who else?
You have Tupperware.
Yeah, Shaqley, Tupperware,
Amway, Temu.
Yeah, shoot. Well, that's
you know who you could have as an advertiser who sells amazing things is Woodland Indian Crafts, who is now in the new Indian Center and has brand new. Well, he has brand new walls, but he has the same cabinetry that he had in his old store.
Wow, we can talk a little bit about that because we love Charlie and we love going head-to-head with him.
The new Indian Center, it was amazing. That was amazing.
Well, let's take a break here, Dr. Stately, and first we can talk about the Indian Center and also who else will not advertise on Native Roots Radio. Oh, we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by, stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
As we gear up for American Indian Celebration Month in May, it's crucial to prioritize our health, especially with celebrations on the horizon. If you start feeling off, like a fever, a tickle in the throat, or heavy fatigue, don't ignore it. Take an at-home COVID-19 test right away. And remember, if you're not feeling well, it's okay to stay home. Your health comes first. A quick note on COVID testing. The Minnesota Department of Health's free COVID-19 at-home testing program has ended. But don't worry. If you're uninsured, you can still find no-cost tests using the CDC's COVID-19 testing locator. If you have health insurance, you might be eligible for free tests or reimbursement for testing expenses. Just ask your local pharmacy or health insurance provider for more information. Stay informed. Stay protected. Let's prioritize our health this American Indian Celebration Month in May, and ensure our communities and elders remain safe and healthy. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health. Visit health.state.mn.us.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, and we're talking about a lot of fun things here how to sync Native Roots Radio with lack of advertising and things like that. No, just kidding. Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, kind of reminiscing about our days. I was selling years ago a thing called Noni juice, Dr. Stately. And, oh, that drink sounds delicious, by the way.
It's right. Water. Mini Wachoni, water is life.
There you go.
And
somebody put that on a t-shirt.
That stuff literally lowered my cholesterol and numbers and everything. It just took a shot of it every night. And, it was.
What was it called?
It was Noni juice from the Noni plant from Noni, Minnesota, I think. I don't know, maybe.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I am serious. It was funny. Didn't do that.
I was like I know that like a few years ago, like one of my friends, her dad was selling goji juice. You know what that is?
No.
Like the goji berries. Yeah, it was like a legit thing. But I was like, every time I'd see her, she'd be like, oh my God, you should have some of this goji juice. And I was like, I just remember being like, is that even a thing?
Yeah. Well,
I felt so bad because I thought she was just pulling it out of thin air, but it turned out to be a real thing. And actually, it does have some healing properties. But yes, I never benefited from it because I was a non-believer. So right. I'm sure that took a few years off my life.
Well, but the thing
I'm okay with it now.
The thing with pyramid schemes is it is a pyramid, and that person on the top makes all the do re mi, and the people on the bottom are hoping to be someday rich, and that's the dream. Yeah. And the sad thing,
they don't get no do, they don't get no re, and they don't get no mi. They get pretty much nothing, actually. It's like the modern system of slavery is what it is. Yeah.
Ouch.
Well, it shows, I mean, it shows up in all kinds of other ways, right? It's like, think about, like, you know, I mean, I don't, are you negotiating a robust advertising contract with Walmart? I mean, because I'm about to torpedo them as well.
Well, those people are the devil. Go ahead. I mean, I guess you have to start with allegedly.
Well, they pay you just enough money to be only to buy groceries at their store.
Right. And
I mean, you know, but here's the thing is I don't know.
Allegedly.
I'll probably piss some Indians off by saying this, but you know, in smaller towns, at smaller communities that have casinos and all of their relatives work at casinos, but then spend all their money there at the casino, that's kind of like the same thing. Mm-hmm. So just like one of the things we have to do across our communities in Indian country is begin to think through, like, how do we give life-sustaining opportunities and life-giving and life-sustaining economic opportunities, educational opportunities. Do you know that Red Lake is opening up a new tribal college in Minneapolis? They've already had one. It was operating at the Minnow B building for the last year or so down here in Minneapolis, but they're opening up their new college. And
yeah.
In a couple weeks here, the beginning of June, I think, is their grand opening for the Minneapolis campus. And it's pretty awesome, some of the things that they're doing, right? They're like that you have to take a language, you have to get a Ojibwe language credit, you have to get healthy eating and physical activity credit to graduate. I mean, they're like purposefully within their curriculum, they're embedding in things that are like addressing health inequities and those kinds of things and other important parts of sustaining our cultural life ways and their program. So it's pretty cool.
Well,
but those are the things we need to do.
I like that, because some colleges that may be Christian, you have to minor in religion. So why not? That's a great idea.
Yeah.
So yeah. One of the things
I was talking to them today, and I said, like, do you guys have a hockey team? And they're like, no. It'd be cool if we could have one. I said, well, I have two great, really hockey players that can help you start that program.
Right on. And I think you could coach too, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if I can do that, but you know, that's really right on the line, actually. You're overestimating my abundance and my heavy information and knowledge about hockey.
Well,
recently, after 11 years, figured out what offsides was.
Okay. Well,
that's a start.
Yeah, that's a start. And those blue lines mean something, you know, right?
It does. Yeah. It means something. The red line means something too.
Right. Yeah.
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 But yes, so like we were talking before we went on break about all the really cool stuff that happened last week with the kickoff of American Indian Month,
right?
Like here in Minneapolis in the Twin Cities. And you know, one of the things that I just like was really wonderful about the whole thing was like I had so much emotional overwhelmness at that event, mostly because It could have been because of the long line to get food. And and so I was hungry, and so I was a little emotional. But no, I'm just kidding. But and actually, this sweet young lady brought me an Indian taco. I was just sitting down. She brought me an Indian taco, and she was like, "Here." I said, "What are you doing?" And she goes, "What is it? We're giving the elders a plate." And I was like, and I kind of looked at her, like gave her like a mean little look, like,
"Yeah,
what do you mean, like, elder?
Right. Yeah. I may be an elder, but I look young. What's up?"
but anyway, it was like a really wonderful, the reason I was feeling emotional was because, you know, I saw people there that I hadn't seen in years, decades, people I had gone to school with, high school with, people that I hadn't, like cousins and relatives I hadn't seen in a really long time. There were so many people there. And then, I was walking down to the gymnasium to when they were starting some of the performances, and they have a dedication plaque on the wall, the Francis Fairbanks gymnasium,
yes,
honoring my auntie Franny, who was the
director
for a really long time.
Yeah.
I don't know how she was there for a long time. I think probably 18 years or something like that. Went to the wall of the founders and saw some, you know, people that I had worked at the Indian Center when I was young, when I was in my late teens and early 20s. I was the editor of the Circle newspaper, so I worked in that, you know, that
what?
That scary basement that? For like a couple of years.
Did I know that?
I don't think you did. I think I might have mentioned it before, but yes. So I was there for a few years before, and was right before I moved to Los Angeles. And it's also where, you know, my mom was on the board of directors for the majority of my young adulthood into my adulthood for like, I think 15 years, 18 years, maybe. So it just was like, I was filled with so much emotion because I was remembering what it meant to me as a young child to be there on the day it opened in 1975. I was 12, I think, maybe almost 13, 12 years old. And then how it felt to be there in that space. And then it's all brand new. It looks beautiful. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And they kept just enough of the old space so that you could recognize some really critical parts, right? Like the gymnasium. They brought the murals from the outside in the inside. They saved those murals, which were just, it was just, I felt like, oh my gosh, this is a new day. A new day has dawned here for us on the American Indian Culture Corridor. And I was so privileged to be there.
Yeah. Right? That was an amazing day. And I know we've talked about it since, but it's great revisiting that with you. The weather was perfect.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
And, so many people. The parade was awesome. You know what was really amazing about that day? There was thousands of Indians on Franklin Avenue blocking Franklin and Bloomington to get into the Indian Center. Like, traffic stopped on all directions, and we weren't protesting a thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a really interesting point. I thought, my goodness, I've been in bigger parades over the years. And then I realized a lot of people, once we got close to the Indian Center, were there waiting for the grand opening of the Indian Center. And it quadrupled, literally. I think it was triple the amount of people once we got to the Indian Center.
Yeah.
So there was a good 3,000 people there. And, I know a lot of people underestimate it, but there was, I always like to look at groups and clump them into 100 and kind of count them. And there was close to 3,000 people there. I was in shock when we got
easily. Yeah. So I was really lucky to get a taco, actually.
Yeah, we didn't. I had to go down to Native American Community Development Institute and have a slice of pizza.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I roll.
Tragic.
Right. Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, and we're talking about my birthday and some tragedy that's happening in my life, and who will never advertise on our show. So it's a good deal, and it's a good day.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Boeing calls off its Starliner flight less than 2 hours before launch. United Launch Alliance spokesman Dylan Rice says the problem was with an oxygen relief valve.
The team is just not comfortable with the signatures that they're seeing, the response out of that valve. And so out of an abundance of caution, we are not going to continue with our launch operations today.
Hamas accepts an Egyptian-Qatari ceasefire proposal, but Israel says it will continue talks as leaders approve a Rafah operation. CBS's MTS Taya.
People on the streets of Gaza celebrating, and people inside Israel coming to the center of Tel Aviv to say to their government, take this deal.
In Oklahoma and Kansas, forecasters have issued a high-risk warning for tornadoes. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
All the ingredients are there. It's very hot, it's very humid, and there is plenty of energy for there to be a tornado outbreak tonight.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is again calling Republican lawmakers into a special meeting to release $140 million to fight PFAS pollution and respond to hospital closures in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The Joint Finance Committee is already scheduled to meet Tuesday, but neither item is on the agenda. The money for PFAS cleanup has been held up for close to a year. Universities of Wisconsin System President Jay Rothman says he won't rule out police removing tents again from campus like they did in Madison last week. Rothman says it's illegal because it's unsanitary and unsafe.
As your mother told you, nothing good happens after midnight, right? So I think we really are concerned about the safety issue, and the encampments ultimately will be gone.
Rothman on WISN-TV's Upfront. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Fans of the show Criminal Minds Evolution will want to hear this. Paramount Plus has announced the show will drop the first two episodes of Season 2 Thursday, June 6th. Deadline reports that a new episode will drop every Thursday following the release. The show stars Joe Mantegna, Paget Brewster, A.J. Cook, and Aisha Tyler. The show is a spinoff of CBS original Criminal Minds, which debuted in 2005 and ran for 15 seasons. Britney Spears sprained her ankle and the paramedics were called. People.com reports that witnesses say Spears and boyfriend Paul Richard Solis got into a fight before the incident while staying at the Chateau Marmont in Los Angeles. Spears, who was newly divorced and coming off a long legal battle with her father, seemed embarrassed by the incident, saying she twisted her ankle and the paramedics caused a whole big scene. Paramedics for a twisted ankle? Doesn't the Chateau have an ice machine? And who sprains their ankle in a lover's quarrel? Must have been one heck of a dance-off. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds for tonight, lows in the low 50s. For tomorrow, a cloudy day with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs to the mid-60s. Some sun to start Wednesday, but another round of rain in the afternoon, highs upper 60s. Currently 57 degrees.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals, and here's a reminder from a mom for you. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this mom is here to tell you that I love gift certificates from Big Deals. Certificates for dining, entertainment, and a whole lot more. And if you purchase today, your Big Deals store is offering you an additional 15% off your entire purchase. Just use the promo code MOM. Today, and today only, save big from Big Deals.
Go to WAUKradio.com and click on the Big Deals tab.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron from The Todd Albaugh Show. On our next episode, Todd's going to be back here in the studio on State Street, and we'll have Luke Mathers for another round of Tuesday Tangents, as well as some fresh Brewer tickets for you.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I love it, I love it.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Haley?
Hello?
What's this portion by Haley? Haley's become a ventriloquist, and it's not working.
Maybe we lost our sponsor just in that short period of time.
Yeah, they pulled the plug. Thanks, Dr. Stately. Shoot. Well, we were having our own little conversation on our with these cell phones that are so awesome in 2024. Maybe we can get iPhone or somebody to advertise. You know, we were talking about Charlie's has his store in the Native American Indian Center in Minneapolis on Franklin, the reopening $34 million put on there. And how long has Charlie had the store, Dr. Stately?
I think I texted him because I wasn't sure. I was like, it's either 44 or 45, but he just entered his 45th year on April 28th.
Whoa.
So I think he took ownership of the store on April 28th of 1979.
Wow.
And that's pretty remarkable. You know, he got that store. He worked for, what was it called before then? It was called, I don't remember, but the guy that owned it was a friend of the family's, and he worked in his store for a couple of years. He was actually at Charlie had gotten a very nice college scholarship to the College of Art and Design at Minnesota Institute of Arts. Out of high school, and he is an amazing artist. But when I was young, he was this amazing illustrator. I think he still does illustrations and he still does drawings and things like that. But he was fascinated with Conan the Barbarian, like those graphic novels.
Yeah,
and he would like completely like he'd take that thing and he'd redo it like himself. He'd make these amazing drawings. But he went to Art and Design. I think he probably could have had, you know, who knows if he had stayed there, what would have happened and what could have happened. You know, those are things we just don't know. Only Creator knows. But I think he was working there when he was in college to sort of kind of support himself, the college student. And then the guys wanted to sell the shop, and he and Charlie asked to buy it. And my mom put a second mortgage on her house and
really
money to help him support him starting his business. And yeah, he was a young guy. He was like, I think 19 at the time, maybe, I don't know, something like that.
Wow.
Well, I saw an article come up like roughly 1982, and it had a whole mm-hmm. article about him, and that he was a beater too, that he did a lot of beating.
He was an amazing beater. Yeah.
Yeah.
He some guy when you remember that when Prince Charles and Lady Diana Spencer got married,
1980,
big thing in the 1980s. They walked into his shop and he there was a guy that was invited to their wedding. He walked into his shop and he commissioned Charlie to make him a wedding present for their wedding.
Yeah. I never saw that at the Crown.
He beaded this amazing applique replica of the Buckingham Palace, the things in it, and it had Lady Diana Spencer and King Charles or Prince Charles and the dates of their wedding on it. And I think it's still in Buckingham Palace to this day.
So, well, I never saw
well,
that.
Well, maybe it's not. Maybe the new wife got rid of it by now, but you know.
I never saw that in The Crown, but that would have been, the show Crown.
Right. Like I watched every single episode of The Crown, never saw it. I think once they got divorced, maybe the new one got rid of it. So yeah, possible.
Yeah. No, that's really, really interesting. Geez, maybe one Monday we can get you to interview Charlie when you do my show. Because
I can do that. That would be great.
I had no idea. No idea those three things that you just said.
Yeah.
He's my big brother, and I've always been in awe of him. But you know, one of the things I've never really talked to him a whole lot about, like this. I've seen it and I watched it from a distance, right? Sure. So it's like, and he opened that store, or he took ownership of it and renamed it Woodland Indian Crafts in 1979, and that was the year I graduated from high school. Me too. And then I moved to California like 3 or 4 years later. So for the major portion of my adult life, the time that he owned that store, I wasn't living here in Minnesota. I was living in California and on the West Coast. So I'm sure he has some really interesting stories, you know.
Yeah.
He's produced some really amazing artists of his own. His progeny, my niece, Natchez, is an amazing Indigenous artist. She makes murals and mosaics and does really amazing stuff. She's the one that designed the teepee mosaic in Little Earth, and she did that with the youth.
Wow.
So like, wow. Yeah.
Living history.
He got all the artistic skills in the family. Like, I can draw a stickman and that's it, but you know.
But, you know,
me too. He got art talent, I got brains. So yeah. I'm just kidding.
Well, I always thought you were the oldest, Dr. Stately. Charlie is one of the nicest people.
Charlie's so nice.
And then I met one of your other younger brothers just recently too.
He is not my younger brother. And you know this. I'm going to kick your butt.
Oh, wow.
You want to lose more than just advertisers? Keep going. Yeah. Keep going.
Oh, wow. Where's HR right now for our radio show? Haley, are you HR? I can't remember.
Oh, I hope not. I don't think I've met your other brother.
I'm HR. It stands for Hurt Robert.
Oh, what? Wait, where's the applause button? That was a good one. That one in a row, Dr. Stately.
There you go. Yeah. No, I mean, I love my family. I think they're just amazing. They're amazing people. I hit the jackpot when I pulled the string to go down that chute and come out in that family.
Yeah. And it sounds like it, you know, right? In all seriousness, we can maybe, when I'm out of town, sometime is do a couple days of, your family, because the history on Avenue with your mom and your brother and yourself. Maybe, I don't know what your other brother does. Maybe we could interview
my other brother, Rob. He has a distinguished little life too. He's right now, he works for Bakayigan. So he's the head chef for Bakayigan and Anishinaabe Biwin. He does all their meal prep, but for years he was like, he opened the first Famous Dave's restaurant in the Coup d'Etat.
No. What?
and he was Dave Anderson's head, you know, master smoker, barbecue and smoker. He won all kinds of awards all over.
Wow. Whoa, that's not piss off Famous Dave. We haven't approached them yet. No, I'm just kidding.
He doesn't own it anymore, so I'm sure he'd be okay with that. He now owns, what is it called? I forget what it's called.
There's a restaurant.
Southern barbecue. Yeah, it's good. It's over in Indiana.
Wow. And Famous Dave too. That's an interesting story in itself.
They're all like self-made Indians, you know. Me too, I suppose. I'm self-made, and but I got a little bit of help from the government. I'm still paying back those student loans. I'll be paying them back till the day I die, probably, but that's okay. Like, you know, they owe me that money, really, quite frankly. So.
Exactly. I'm with you on that. Mm-hmm. I still have a school loan that I'm paying off, and you know, I don't know. I can will that to my kids when I die, right?
Yeah, you guys are paying those off. I don't know.
Oh, wow. Haley's not paying hers off. She's just like whistling.
No, thank you.
Well, I think I might qualify right now. Like, I just had a friend of mine that said, like, I saw a Facebook post. They're like, I made my last payment on my student loans. Or no, they paid them off. She did 10 years of public service. I was like, I've done 20 or 25 years of public service. I've pretty much done nothing but work in public service and in Indian health programs since I got out of graduate school. So I should be eligible. I'm going to look into it. Because I'm not sure how this happened, but I actually owe more money than I borrowed.
Well, it's called the interest rate, and I think that's one of the biggest problems that we all in seriousness have been talking about, this these loans. And you know, I had friends, you know, graduate from college with a business degree, and they're working at banks for $12 an hour. And you could go to a trade school and make $45 an hour after 6 months of training. So, I mean, I was really,
you know, as
a teacher, I was advocating a lot of trade school for people.
Yeah. And this is a good time to reminder of all of our listeners that, at least the ones that live in the Twin Cities or in Minnesota, that Red Lake College is reopening. It's having a grand reopening in Minneapolis on June 6th. And they're amazing. They're doing some really amazing work. But you know what's really amazing about that is, like, it is a really easy process to get into that two-year college. So if you're having a challenge getting into like a four-year college, or you're waiting to hear back from all of the really competitive colleges, maybe you had a difficult time in high school. I'm thinking about sending my kids there because they had a really challenging high school period. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that they're graduating a 77-year-old woman this year.
Yeah,
a grandma went back and got her AA. She went to college and she just wanted to show her grandkids that it's possible.
At the Capitol today, there was somebody that worked, I believe, for the St. Paul. What is the St. Paul place called again? The Indian Center in St. Paul?
The American Indian Family Center?
Yes, thank you. And she was 80 and just got her degree.
Wow. That's amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's
amazing.
And she got a blanket.
Yeah.
I always want one of those blankets, but she deserved it. Well, yeah. Dr. Stately, I don't know if you can hold on for another segment, but this is some riveting radio that we're doing today, and I appreciate you being on, and it's always fun, and we'll do another segment then.
Yeah, I'm going to howl when I get back.
Yeah.
Perfect. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and we got Dr. Stately and Haley Cherry, and Haley is one of the great producers I've had over the years at the Indian Center. I got to take a picture of two other past producers along with Haley, and it was really great to have that reunion with Native Roots Radio. So you're keeping up and doing a great job, Haley. I want to just say that on air. My fingers aren't crossed. I just wanted to let you know that.
Okay, I'll believe you on that.
All right, we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950. Attention, Native American community. As we prepare for American Indian Celebration Month in Minnesota this May, it's essential to prioritize the health and safety of our communities. With social gatherings and festivities on the horizon, getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is crucial. So let's make getting vaccinated a tradition, inclusive, and cross-generational. Imagine gatherings filled with shared stories and cultural celebrations free from the shadow of COVID-19. Remember, protecting yourself and others is what counts. Whether it's time for an updated vaccine or your first shot, all COVID-19 vaccines offer protection, with the latest vaccine especially recommended for our elders over 65. As we gather with friends and relatives this May for American Indian Celebration Month, let's ensure everyone's safety by getting vaccinated. Together, we can uphold our traditions and keep our communities thriving. For more information, including details about clinics offering free vaccines, visit vaccines.gov. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
This message is brought to you by Strong Hearts Native Helpline. If you are experiencing domestic or sexual violence, Strong Hearts advocates provide culturally appropriate support and advocacy for Native Americans and Alaskan Natives. free, confidential, anonymous, 24/7. Strong Hearts advocates are Native American and take a Native-centered approach to every contact. Call or text 1-844-762-8483. That's 1-844-7-NATIVE or chat online at strongheartshelpline.org.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic and Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Ow!
Ow!
Well, Haley, you kind of threw me off there. I thought, well, isn't this the wolf one here? And then you had the, Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I tried to add them both because I got unplugged in the last segment for that.
Rate. Oh, good one. Hey, also, too, I got a quick question. What is the tagline for Native American Community Clinic?
Honoring health and tradition.
Oh, that's a great tagline. I think we came up with that. Is that right, Dr. Stately? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I think it's on the postcard.
I'm trying to remember where it came from. I think
No, I'm kidding. I think we got that from some, didn't we, Haley?
Mm-hmm.
We got it off the website.
Oh, yeah. So we didn't make it up again, you know, vaccinative and, what's the new one now for the, what's the new one, Haley, that's vaccinated we stole? And then what's the other one coming up with the Four Sisters?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Haley doesn't listen to the show either. All right. Neither do I, but.
She's busy producing. So.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Stately.
It's a hard job, Robert. Keeping you in line is a hard job.
Exactly.
Whenever Wendy, she's exhausted. She can't even show up regularly either.
Wendy.
This is a fun one today.
Yeah, we'll put some tobacco out for Wendy for sure.
Well, yeah. After just a few hours with you, like one needs to rest.
Little nappy.
I think Dr. Stately still butthurt about the age thing. I mistakenly thought that he was the older, more mature one out of
Well, like I like to tell my brother, like if I dyed my hair, I could look like I'm not 60 something too. So
giving him away.
he called me like a week ago or so on FaceTime, and I answered, and I was like, hey, what's up? And he's like, hey, he goes, check this out. He goes, I'm just doing this to make you feel better. And I said, what? And he goes, take a look. And he showed me his beard. He's growing his beard out. It's all gray. He looked like an old Wookiee, like, you know, Chewbacca, what he should look like now. Much like yours, actually.
Well, I used to dye my goatee. And if you do that the first few days, and this will age me, Haley and Dr. Stately, I looked like Groucho Marx, and it drove Wendy crazy. So she was like, no more dyeing your goatee. So I have a white
beard. Did you have a cigar too?
No, but I said some quirky things.
Did you have a cigar and walk weird like he did? Yeah, like that little. Oh, that was Charlie Chan. I mean, it was him interpreting Charlie Chan.
Yeah, I said to her, hey, I was wrong. I was wrong once, but I was mistaken.
Anyway, we're talking about a bunch of nonsensical stuff right now. And I think one of the things I just wanted to say this, because I thought about it in the second episode, and I was like thinking, oh my gosh, this is really cool. So, like, I think sometimes, you know, I love talking about the stuff that we were talking about earlier around American and Center reopening and all these really amazing things that are happening. And you were there actually, I think, when I was talking to the WCCO news reporter.
Yeah, I took a
picture. Did you show up like when I was finishing that up?
Yeah, I took a picture and you said, thank you so much. I've always wanted to be on TV, and I'm Dr. Stately, by the way. Something like that. Right?
I didn't say that to him, actually. So he asked me my name. I gave him my regular given name, not the doctor part. But I said to
I said to him, I said, I feel this kind of like a second Renaissance. I remember feeling as a young child, this sort of like, you know, just this feeling of like abundance, pregnant with hope and abundance. That's kind of what the moment felt like. It was just like really, and I think we spend a lot of time in our, I certainly spend a lot of time in my work, because I deliver healthcare services, and when I'm talking with people like, you know, the commissioner of health and the, you know, the, all the people who have access to the resources that I need to be able to help my community, I'm always like, you know, talking about like, you know, all of the things, all the houses, the level of houselessness, the people who are living with, you know, opiate disorder, and all the things that we're challenged by in our community. And I don't think we spend enough time talking about the beauty and the amazing things that we are, and the beauty and the resilience and the brilliance that we have and what we possess. And like, you know, man, you know, we're like that Bobo. You know, did you ever have one of these when you were a kid? That clown, you know, you punch the clown and it gets back up.
Yeah.
That's what an Indian is. Knock us down, we just get back up.
Good one.
I get knocked down and I get up again.
Yeah, that guy too. I don't know who those people are, but yeah, that was a good song.
That one song, yeah. No, I agree. And, you know, like you said, seeing all these different people that, you know, we're still here and people are living a good life. And, but knowing that how important and how many different things for people that Indian Center was and is for people really drew a lot of people, I'm sure, for that celebration.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just like, I remember having, as a kid, 12, 13 years old, when the Indian Center opened up, I was a kid, we were living on 31st and Minnehaha. I could ride my bike or walk or even take the number 7 bus, go all the way down to the Indian Center, like, you know, pretty much on my own, you know, and I didn't have to worry about a whole lot of things. I didn't have to worry about, you know, somebody kidnapping me or killing me or, you know, doing anything, any of these other things to me. And we would all go as a group of kids. We'd all, like, you know, ride our bikes and run or walk down there. We'd spend the day at the Indian Center, jumping on the trampoline, playing basketball, you know, doing all kinds of things. We'd go down the street all the way to Chicago and Franklin, which used to be the old Native American Youth Services Center, NAES we used to call it. And, you know, we'd play pool and we'd go on activities. You know, it's where, you know, we'd go horseback riding and all those other kinds of things. But we had a community that was, you know, and there was just all these things to do. And we still have that community. You know, we have some challenges in before us that we have to solve to make it the type of place where kids can feel unfettered and safe and able to sort of enjoy those things that we enjoyed when I was a child. But I think those things are solvable, and I think we'll solve them hopefully over the next few years.
Well, I think with your work and what's happening on the Avenue and other people's work across the Twin Cities, especially, but all Turtle Island, will bring that back. I know, talking to my uncles, like my uncle Curtis, it's so funny. He was, you know, and they were in all these softball leagues that they knew all these Indians. And I don't know if he worked much, but I know he played a lot of softball for, you know, in his 20s and 30s. but and then also basketball too. There's a lot of great stories from my family with traveling and all those.
Yeah. My brothers were ballers. They played for the Indian Center's basketball team most of their life. For the Minneapolis Warriors. And I couldn't play basketball to save my life. I just, you know, I still can't dribble the ball and chew gum at the same time, but I was a pretty amazing softball.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning on Up North News Radio, Robert Craig of Citizen Action Wisconsin about the ongoing mountain of medical debt smothering American families.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh,
well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.